This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of this monotonous thing that we do every night, trying to keep the world in order. You know, it's always you always a joke with your friends. You know, you always talk about how you got two buddies sitting there talking for hours and you're saying, hey, well, did you fix the world's issues? Did you take care of everything? It's funny how two or three or four people sitting around in a circle, no matter what party they belong to, can take a common sense approach at stuff, and yet those boneheads in D.C. can't figure it out to save their butts. Seriously. It's just craziness. Anyway, a friend of the show who's been on the show several times, and I've been on his show as well, Kerry Lutz joins us. He's the founder of the Financial Survival Network, and he and I usually go to town talking about all kinds of things going on in the news. I'm sure we're going to hit on Comey's notes. But, you know, it's like somebody stealing a diary somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joe. Well, it's great to be back on here. And, hey, you know, I'm in California visiting, and I'm starting to
really...
Can
you feel the love for Trump?
Yeah, I'm getting the idea that he's not popular here. Where did that come from?
Oh, God. You know what? It's really funny. They are winning with what he's doing. They're winning with what they're doing. He's doing on the paycheck here in California. We're owned by the Democrats at the state level, and they you know, you heard about our gas tax. People are seeing almost a 12 or 14% increase per gallon. Now they're talking about a mileage tax. I mean, I can go on and on and on. But you know what bothers me? There must be something here because these people keep voting the Dems back in.
Yeah, well, how many of them are really undocumented Democrats who just vote for the heck of it because they're told to do it? You know, hey, you're going to have to hit bottom. You're kind of like you need a 12-step program in this state, and the first step is always, hey, I'm an alcoholic. My name is California, and I am hooked on excessive taxation and reckless spending, and then you can advance to the next steps, and I guess you're just going to have to get to that point.
Well, no, because it still won't help. I'm telling you, when you see what's going on, you see what happens in this state, it still doesn't help. And these people are sleeping. I mean, God bless some of these Californians who do eventually get involved, but most of the time they get involved too late, and they wait to hear that the law went through. They wait to hear or see that their car tax is doubled, and then they jump in to get involved. It's just amazing.
They recalled Gray Davis for excessive registration fees. Now they're probably 10 times what he implemented.
And the gas tax, if you think about it, it's really funny. I watch these things on TV and go, well, the lowest gas price in the country is at so-and-so's in Texas, and it's $1.87 a gallon. I'm thinking, look, I'd be happy at $2.25.
Yeah, it makes Florida's gas prices look cheap. I mean, when I left, I saw $2.69 was about the lowest price I saw for a regular unleaded. But, you know, like, you got profligate spending out of control. You've got social programs out of control. And until you guys crash, nothing is going to change. But, you know, you got to, the people of California have got to choose to take the red pill. Until they do that, nothing is going to happen here, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think it's. All right, so let's have some fun, because you and I have talked about this stuff in the past. Bitcoin. You know, I'm watching this thing go all over the place. I've never been able to understand where the value comes from. I see on eBay there's a run of Bitcoin miners for sale, which is really funny, because all it is a computer looking for a number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's basically oversimplification, but pretty much. But in the process of finding that number, it burns so many kilowatts of energy. You know, there's the most efficient one I know of, miner, is out in Iceland, of all places, because they have geothermal power, and like 50% of the cost of mining cryptocurrency is energy. Energy for two purposes, to run the computers, and they put off so much heat, you need air conditioning. Iceland, because of the almost free geothermal power, electricity costs almost nothing. And then if they need the place to cool down, they just open up a window, because it's Iceland.
Well, this question has been asked a million times. Nobody can answer it here, or I can't answer it. What the heck is that mining device specifically doing? Do you even know? Because I don't think anybody really knows what it's doing.
See? It's a cryptocurrency. So
right.
I'll briefly explain it as best as I understand it. I probably understand it maybe a little bit better than yours, than your understanding, because I kind of have to spend time on this. So what it does is, you know, there's a token, there's a number, a cryptographic code for every coin that has been mined and every coin that will be mined, and it looks at all of the other ones that have been mined and runs combinations of numbers and letters and whatever else, and exclamation points and asterisks and, you know, spaces, whatever. Every character can be part of the crypto code, or mostly. And the thing is 128 or 256 characters long, so, you know, multiply 256 times, you know,
here we go.
And you come up with trillions, and that's where your electricity is going to figure out the next cryptocurrency token number.
So we need to take a break for a minute so that we can stop our eyes from glazing over. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Carrie Lutz joins me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. For some of you old farts in the room, you know what that sounds like to me? Like, remember when we were kids, we'd take a 45 and we'd spin it faster when the people were singing? I always thought that was, I thought it was cool. I guess not so much anymore. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kerry Lutz joins me. He's the founder of the Financial Survival Network. I always have a good time when he's on with me. And, Kerry, first of all, thanks for being with me. And then, can I tell him a little secret about you and the Prez?
Yeah, sure. Why not? No secret.
You had a brief encounter with him, and it wasn't a relationship. It had to do with business, right?
No, and Stormy Daniels wasn't there either.
In the room, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, in my prior incarnation as a lawyer, had a celebrity case, made it to the front page of the Wall Street Journal, get to my office the next morning, and this is in, like, 2000, and have a message on my phone with voicemail. It's Donald Trump. You know, I own casinos. I got some cases I need you to take a look at. I said, oh, okay. So I said to my partner, David, I said, look, we're never going to get rich off of him. He goes through lawyers the way my ex-wife went through bounty paper towels, you know. So, but I said, we're going to have stories for a lifetime. Boy, had I, if only I knew. You know, we didn't have camera phones then. I would have gotten pictures with him and everything else. So we go up to his office, and I'm kind of dressed casual, business casual, blazer, cashmere sweater, nice slacks. My partner is a military nut, and he's dressed in battle fatigues, army boots, He's got a ranger cap on. And we walk into Trump's office, and Trump is slouched back behind his desk on the phone, and he looks us up and down about eight times, and he says, I got to go. I got somebody in my office here who looks really mean. And he hangs up, and we were like laughing, and he says, are you sure you guys are lawyers? You don't look like any lawyers I've ever seen. Before I went in there, I had not the best opinion of the man. You know, I just thought he was a bit of a, to put it, since this is a family show, a jerk. And, you know, we're talking to him, and we spent like 2 hours laughing our heads off with him. He was one of the funniest guys I ever met, smart on the uptake. I was a little concerned he had kind of yes men around him, but they weren't really yes men. They just were kind of there to take in the scene. And went back, saw him another time for like an hour. We had the best time with him. So, you know, like...
So he's not the idiot they make him out to be. The people around him don't make him out to be.
That, look, this is all those people can do.
Yep.
Everything Trump says comes true eventually. Oh, gee, they wiretapped my office in the Trump Tower. Oh, that's ridiculous. You're crazy. You're a moron. You're a liar. And what happened, Joe? What happened?
That's right. We found out that it was true, and it was happening.
You mean he's not stupid and he's not a liar?
Well, now wait a minute. In all fairness, Kerry, they came out almost immediately after they heard that and found out it was true. And MSNBC and CNN and the Alphabet Soup networks, they all came out and apologized. No, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. I'll have to check that. Maybe I missed it.
I think you've got stuck in an alternative universe there, an alternate universe, Joe. I mean, look, the guy is not stupid. I will admit that he's quirky, and his vocabulary is bordering on bizarre. He likes to speak in superlatives. Even if he hates the person, he'll say, like, he's a terrific person. And you know he hates his guts.
Yeah.
Like McConnell, you know, there's no way you could like that guy or Ryan. Oh, he is an excellent Speaker of the House. And you know, like, hey, don't have him say good things about you, because then you'll know your head's on the block.
No, you know, I said it years ago. You and I talked about it on your show. McConnell, Ryan, they needed to go a long time. I mean, as far as I was concerned, they were part of the old guard. Ryan, to me, I'm glad he's leaving. To me, he was the first pass at the new progressive Republicans. And we don't need him. We don't need people like that, right?
Yeah, you know, Ryan was a phony. And Ryan was pure GOP establishment, you know, Chamber of Commerce Republican, and he never really wanted to control spending, but he put together this lovely little budget package that did absolutely nothing, that was never taken seriously by anyone. Ryan, you know, he's good-looking, articulate, as long as he gets rid of the beard, keeps the beard off. You know, he just was a fake. To me, he was always a fake. In his own way, he was as fake as Bill Clinton was in his way.
Yeah, but Billy Bob was, he was for the people. He was an honest guy. Actually, technically, he was our first black president, wasn't he? At least that's what he kept telling us.
Yeah, well, maybe we should send him some reparations and send him some reparation blend coffee from Starbucks.
They were poor after all when they left the White House. I could
flat
see they
broke.
Need some help.
They were flat. They were dead broke.
Yeah, that shows you it's a relative term, does it not?
Hey, you know, like they're the biggest grifters to ever hit the nation's capital by far. Criminal. I mean, everybody knows what they did, what they're still doing, and you know the challenge now, the so-called draining the swamp, is really, really. I would liken it to vampires. It's like Hillary needs to see the light of day so she will vaporize and disappear.
No, you get that one confused. It's water. She needs to come. She needs to hit some water. You know,
maybe the witch test, like they did in Salem during the witch trials, would be appropriate for her.
Before we go to break here, I want you people to get involved in the sex ed sit out. Okay, now you've got all across the country elementary school kids. We are 47th in the world when it comes to math and science and that kind of stuff. And the only thing that we seem to be able to spend the most amount of time on is sex education, gender education, that kind of stuff at the elementary school level. You know what? At the elementary school level, there's no need for it. None whatsoever. So there's a movement afoot. It's called sexedsitout.com. That's sexedsitout.com. You want to head over there. Parents saying that they're sick of the sexualization, over-sexualization of our children that takes place every day in classrooms across the country. And at this point, they figure the only way to hurt them, the only way to get their attention, is if you take a full day out of school, guess what happens? They lose money. The school loses money. Maybe it'll do something, maybe it won't, but if you don't do anything, you'll never know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kerry Lutz will still be here. We've got him duct taped in the chair. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back.
Will the Eagles been flying?
Nothing says America like Charlie Daniels. I don't care who you are. I'll care who you are. That's right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. So, Kerry Lutz joins me. He's the founder of the Financial Survival Network. I always have a good time when he's on the show, when I'm on with him, when he's on with me. Kerry, first, thanks for being here. Secondly, what is a Financial Survival Network?
Oh, well, it started out, I was looking for something to do, and I was kind of bored. And I said, how hard can it be to do a podcast? And I was doing some terrestrial radio as well. And I took a couple of courses, and the answer was, it's really not that hard. This was 7 years ago. And I wanted to set up a network of professionals. So my guests are people who are outside the mainstream in economic thought often, but a lot of traditional guys as well. We could be talking about education one day or the lack thereof in the country. We could be talking about infrastructure, personal growth, coaching, entrepreneurship. You know, any subject is on the table. Health, because you can't really be financially independent if your health isn't good. It's really hard. It's all about lifestyle, about living the best life you can, and being thankful for what you have, and really just deconstructing news. I love to deconstruct stuff, get to the bottom of a story, because you got to understand that 85% of the stories that are published as so-called news have been planted by somebody with an interest in promoting that viewpoint. And the question is, who is it? Why are they doing it? What are they getting out of it? And try to deconstruct the news to figure that out. And, you know, business has never been so good since Trump became president.
Well, this is the thing I'm always interested with is, It's not an exact science. Money's not exact science. You know, when you talk to people about Bitcoin, you've got people on two totally different sides of the aisle. When you talk about, you know, what's going on in the stock market, again, people that are on two totally different sides of the aisle. You've been watching this roller coaster. Well, you've been watching the market for a long time. Is there anything going on in the market right now that's really got you worried? Is this a normal reset? I mean, where's your mind at on the market?
I'm not particularly concerned right this moment, because everybody else is. This was the least loved or least beloved bull market in history from the moment it started in 2009. We won't get into all the reasons why it's happening, asset inflation and all that. So my feeling is it could go on quite a bit longer, but every boom ends with a bust. Every bust ends with a boom. So it's going to bust out at some point. And this is what I wrote an article on December 17th to people who, when Bitcoin wasn't quite as at its peak at that point, but it was still 17,000, 18,000. And I said, of course, Bitcoin is going to infinity, but imagine if you sold half of your Bitcoin, if you're really in the black, and you only had half of infinity. Half of infinity is pretty good, basically. So, you know, that's what I would tell you if you're in the stock market is, hey, I'm sure it's going to 39,000. Some of my guests have said maybe 50,000, maybe not for the best of reasons either. There's a whole host of scenarios that can unfold. But eventually it's going to bust out, so maybe it's not bad to take some profits now. You know, a dollar invested in the stock market, Joe, in 2009.
Don't. Do this to me.
Is worth $4 now. A dollar invested in Bitcoin was worth $5 million. It's probably worth about $2 million now in 2009. So the tree does not grow to the sky. That's my point. I could have bought it. I found out about Bitcoin in 2011 when it was trading at $7 per coin. Actually, it was $9, but it crashed and went down to $7. And, you know, I kept asking my friend, is this a good time to buy? Is it a good time to buy? He told me to buy it. I didn't. Then it was at 1,000. I said, you know, is this a good time to buy? His name's Trace Mayer. He was in on the ground floor. And he said, he didn't give me a good enough answer to go buy at 1,000. So here we are now. I have a little bit, not enough to make any major difference in my life. But these opportunities do come around. There was the dot-coms. There's real estate. And the key is sell half. When you've seen an astronomical return on your investment, sell half of it. I have a friend who dumped all of his gold last summer and was buying Bitcoin up at 1,000. And when it hit 19,000, just sell half. Oh, no, it's going up forever. I said, I know it's going to go to infinity, but it's really hard to spend. They aren't printing infinite bills yet, except in Venezuela. So, you know, unless you can find a place that'll take an infinite Bitcoin, it's going to be really hard to spend that thing. And, of course, he didn't listen to me, and he watched it go from 19,000 all the way up to 6,000. And, you know, it's in the 8,300 range now. I think we looked at the price. You never go broke taking a profit. It's at 83.35 right now. So anyways,
and it trades 24/7. It's not like the regular market where you have to wait for it to open. It's always there, but it's much more popular with younger people, is it not?
Yeah, well, younger people wouldn't know gold because they don't even put gold in your teeth anymore at the dentist. So they don't know. They don't know what silver is. They think it's like, you know, a mirror color or something. They have no idea what precious metals are about. So they're going to have to learn by a very unpleasant process. So to them, Bitcoin, you know, it's kind of like if you talk to a young person, they can't do any higher math or anything, but they know, like, every episode of the Kardashians and can recite them to you backwards. It's this idiosavant thing that's developing society. Well, these guys, they can't even balance their own checkbook, but they can quote the prices, the most recent price, on 15 different kleptocurrencies. And that's what a lot of them are, is just kleptocurrencies, ways to steal your money. And I coined that term first, by the way.
Well, no, there was a young man that was talking to me about Bitcoin, and he had a USB drive, little USB drive. And he said, I don't trust the Internet. Somebody can break any computer, so my money is all here. And I said, what do you mean by that? He says, the encryptions and everything else are kept on this key. Without this key, I can't get to my money that I have. So I said, so what if somebody steals that, or you break it, or it blows up? What happens? And he looked at me and says, well, I lose my money. I said, so you have money locked in, and that little device, which I've lost a dozen of those, you're going to trust. I don't understand.
Well, there are backups to it, and he wasn't like being totally upfront. There's different devices for keeping your cryptos, encrypting them, and you need certain passwords and phrases and stuff to, and if you forget the phrase, then, you know, like, you better go to a hypnotist, because otherwise you'll never get your money. So, look, it's not a medium of exchange. I can't go to Starbucks and buy a reparation blend coffee there with my Bitcoin. They don't
now,
take
wait a
it
minute.
Yet.
No, that's improper terminology, because you don't buy reparation coffee. They give you reparation coffee to make up for all the ills that somebody maybe somewhere in their ancestral line 7,000 years ago did. I don't know.
Well, I'm creating a new cryptocurrency, and it's called the reparation. And you will be able, if you have any grievance for anything in society, we will give you a token as reparations for whatever. And it doesn't matter. There's no racial test for it. There's no affirmative action, whether you're a female. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you have a grievance, we have a cryptocurrency for you.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about cultural appropriation. Because apparently, so even if you kind of make fun with a little Italian dialect, I can get on your case for cultural appropriation.
Ooh.
If you decide to have a spaghetti dinner instead of a barbecue, and you're Irish, I should be able to take you on for cultural appropriation. This is just ludicrous. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more after the break, seriously. And guess what? Carrie will still be here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
What can I say? I like the music. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do like it when you write me and let me know what's going on. And, you know, get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's here or whatever shows you listen to, but if you tuned in tonight, like I always love to say, you know, I really appreciate your time with me. Obviously, you're people of high IQ because you're listening to this show and not one of the other 3,000 other shows you can listen to. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I want to bring on my guest. I always have a good time when he's with me. Carrie Lutz is the founder of the Financial Survival Network. That sounds so prepper-ish.
Yeah, well, you got to understand it. I started it in 2011. We were just barely starting to recover from the Great Recession. I mean, you could argue that we only started recovering since Trump became president, and I wouldn't argue with you on that. But back then, I think things were pretty desperate. They still are, for a lot of you out there. A lot of people have never bounced back from the crash. And so my feeling was you got to start thinking differently. Self-empowerment, self-investment. You never lose money investing in yourself. And that's really where it was born.
Well, not to draw doom and gloom, because that's not what I'm doing, but the market is set to reset. I mean, it's in a... Isn't there a cycle with the market that every so many years or whatever, there's a bit of a reset of some kind?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's every 7 years, okay? But, like, the first year that ends with seven in a new century is almost always, going back hundreds of years, devastating. And that's what we had in...
Interesting.
Yeah. 2007. I mean, that's really when it all started. I knew it was going to start in 2006 and a half, but I wasn't smart enough to go sell the home builders, sell mortgage-backed securities, short. I didn't know any of that. It wasn't that I wasn't sophisticated enough. It's just my brain didn't work that way. Now it would be a different story. I don't think there's really going to be another crash in the markets or any place else until 2021, which would be 3/7 from the original crash. I mean, the cycle people tell me this. The market might not go a lot higher. Potentially it could. Because, look, there's the old maxim on Wall Street, stocks climb on a wall of worry. There's nobody out there. You talk to any so-called expert, they're all going to tell you be careful. You should be thinking about bonds. The market's very toppy, blah, blah, blah. And it's not a bad idea to not have. If you've had tremendous returns since 2009, like I said, your investment went up, it quadrupled if you just followed the market. So if you were to sell off half, you still would have doubled your money from there. And you can put it into other things. You know, it's just to have all your eggs in one basket, not a smart move.
Oh. Well, but you and I both have a friend, David Fisher,
mm-hmm.
and David, I like David's 25-25-25-25 model, which is, you know, precious metals, real estate, stocks and bonds, and buried in the backyard, as I put it,
hey,
you know.
Especially here after the new tax law, if you live in a blue state, the only thing that you can invest in that's going to somewhat save your bacon is real estate, and you should probably sell your house now before it's too late, and sell your house to somebody and rent it back from them. Because if you're a real estate professional, you can still deduct depreciation, you can still deduct state and local taxes, but if you're not, you're going to pay them through the nose. And I read here, it is an incredible statistic, Joe. 1 million people in the beautiful state of California are going to pay $12 billion more in federal income taxes. 43,000 people are going to pay $9 billion of it. And you think about that, that's over $200,000
wow.
per person in added taxes. They're going to be heading for the hills. They are going to vote. You're going to vote with your feet. You're going to move to Texas. Please don't come to California. I mean, to Florida from California. You know, we really, unless you're of the red state inclination, please don't come. You'll be in Tennessee. You'll be in New Hampshire. God forbid you go to South Dakota. The weather's horrible. Alaska doesn't have an income tax, but you got to like snow and polar bears. If you're concerned about the polar bears, this is great for you liberal Californians out there. If you're really concerned about about the polar bears and you want to reduce your tax burden, move to Alaska, please, okay? Because in all likelihood, you won't even be able to find a polling station. You're not going to affect the balance of power in Alaskan politics. But you got to do something. I mean, they're heading for the hills in New York State. I lived my whole life there. And It's going to become an economic wasteland for those lawyers who make $500,000 a year and can't make ends meet before the tax law is passed. Now it's going to be a total disaster, $50,000-$60,000 more per year in taxes, and that's because of the resistance in Congress, the Democrats refusing to work with the Republicans on this bill. They could have gotten $20,000 instead of $10,000 state and local tax deduction, maybe even $25,000, which would have protected a lot more people, but because they resisted, they got their comeuppance, and you wealthy Californians out there, even if you don't feel so wealthy, you are going to pay the price, all 1 million of you.
No, they don't care. Just look at who's sitting in Sacramento. They just don't care. So let's go to even crazier items and issues. So some students at Fort Hays State University in Kansas say a school-sponsored operetta is not only racist, but also rife with cultural appropriation. The music and theater describes its production of Mikado as a fun burlesque romp about the whimsy of love. Now, according to the operator's description, the play takes place in mythical Japan, where the main character has been appointed Lord High Executioner and must find someone to execute before he arrives, before the arrival of the ruling Mikado. Well, the school is up in arms about all this. Not because he's going to go kill someone, execute somebody, but it's racial appropriation. It's cultural appropriation. This is going on all across campuses, all across the country. You got these, it never stops. It just never stops. Did you ever expect colleges would be like this?
I don't know. Joe, what you just said, I'm feeling very triggered right now. And I think it could qualify as a microaggression.
Yeah.
And you get enough microaggressions in one place, you got problems. You know what it reminds me of? They had a referendum a couple of years back in Rhode Island. Because the real name of Rhode Island is Providence Plantation. And, or yes, something to that
right.
effect.
No, you're
Providence,
right.
Rhode Island and Providence Plantation. I never knew that, I have to tell you, until I met some liberals from Rhode Island, which is all they have. It's a failed state. So they said this is, it's racism. It's a plantation. Now, slavery, it might not have been illegal in Rhode Island, but it certainly wasn't prevalent. You know, they just didn't have slaves there because agricultural, you know, types of crops, they just didn't need slaves.
Right.
So the fact that it could be racist because it's Rhode Island and Providence Plantation is as stupid as what you're describing about this play that probably these kids can't even understand it because their reading and literary skills are so deficient anyway because they're too busy out there protesting rather than actually trying to learn something that might actually enable them to earn a living in life. Imagine that concept of going to school to learn marketable skills that will make employers want to hire you. I mean, where are their heads?
Look, at, I don't know why this person wasn't arrested. This person who calls herself Fatima, she attached pictures of vandalized posters. So they took posters, they ripped them up, they wrote racism all across them, all right? And they know who it is. Why haven't they got? I mean, that's defacing personal property. It's defacing property that doesn't belong to you, is it not, Mr. Lawyer?
Can we send her a copy of the book, The Bell Curve?
I'm not so sure she knows how to read it, or what it meant after she read it.
Yeah, well, Charles Murray, I'm sure she might know who he is, and you know, maybe we should just send them an e-book. I think we could get it for next to nothing and just send them all an e-book, and then they could just delete it because they don't know how to read anyway because they don't teach writing and reading and arithmetic anymore. Amazing. In the high schools.
Well, they teach Common Core. Get over it. Hey, Kerry, real quick, tell people where they can find you.
Oh, hey, thank you so much, Joe. FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. It's all there, every piece of work I've ever done in my life.
Wow. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL cheerleader who says that she was discriminated against because she's a Christian. And David Horowitz will join us for two quick segments. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.